We're continuing our wonderful adventure through the lands of Raja, and today we've come to Lohavan. Now, just south of Lohavan is a very beautiful village named Bandi. And the lesson we learn here is perhaps one of the most important lessons in spiritual life. Here in Bandi, there were two ladies. Their names were Bandi and Anandi. They were no ordinary ladies. They were actually celestial damsels. In the heavenly regions, they were surrounded by opulence, by wealth, by a variety of pleasures. But they decided to descend from that heavenly realm and come to the humble, simple, menial pasturing grounds of Braja. They took up residence here because they wanted to see Krishna. And in order to see Krishna, what they would do is every day they would go to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and there they would take up the humble menial task of sweeping up all of the cow dung, gathering all the cow dung together, and then with their bare hands making cow patties, which would then be used for the cooking of Krishna. Bandi and Anandi were willing to take that humble position in order to see Krishna. One of the most striking lessons when we observe the residents of Vrindavan is how humble they are. They go about their daily devotion in unassuming absorption, quietly dedicating every single moment of their day to worshipping and serving Krishna. With a beautiful, humble heart, they have no envy, no arrogance, no vanity, and no sense of false ego. If we truly desire to develop prema, or pure love for Krishna, then first we must develop dainya, or humility.